Hello, Pastor Mock here on a rainy day in Fayetteville. And this video is to introduce to you that I am beginning a new series of study here. This study is going to be a lot of brief videos, five-ish, eight-ish minutes. And it'll be on the topic of anger. I'll be going through, at least using as a springboard, this book by John Downham, The Cure for Unjust Anger. This is a reprint. It's part of the Puritan Treasures for Today, done by Reformation Heritage Books. So we're going to go through this book, or at least I'm going to use Downham's book as a guide, his chapters as an outline for how we will approach this. I won't be reading it word for word. You can get the book. I highly recommend it. It's a short book, but it's a lot of good meat on the topic of anger. And he was a Puritan, a lesser known Puritan. He lived 81 years of life. He was born in 1571. Died in 1652. He was born in Chester, England. He even got his Bachelor of Divinity at Cambridge. He was a vicar, priest in a couple different places in England. He married Catherine, who was the widow of Thomas Sutton. He married her in 1623, and they had seven children, three sons, four daughters. So he lived as a married man for about 30 years and had a lot of kids, a lot of occasion for anger, provoking children to wrath, marital spats and all that. In 1630, he became a rector of Great All Hallows and remained there till he died. In 1640, he joined forces with other Puritans in presenting a petition against the or to the Privy Council against William Laud, the Archbishop of Canterbury, who was no friend to the Calvinists. And this Archbishop had a book of canons. This is a book of church laws that he wanted to have imposed on the church, and the Puritans petitioned against this. They did not like the imposition. In 1644, Downham was chosen to examine and ordain people for licensure, public preachers. He was part of a group that licensed individuals, gave them the okay to preach the gospel. Not only did he license public preachers, but he also licensed or edited books. He edited the famous James Usher's book, Body of Divinity. Downham himself wrote 10 books, one of which is his Christian Warfare. But this book is a lesser known book that we're going to cover, and it was done in 1600, originally titled Physic to Cure the Diseases of the Soul Arising from Superfluity of Choler Prescribed Out of God's Word. It's a long title. Choler, an older word for anger. You can understand why when Reformation Heritage Books modernized it, they retitled it The Cure of Unjust Anger, The Cure for Unjust Anger. So that's what we're going to be going through, that book there. So this first video, we're considering just the nature of anger and the three different kinds of anger that Downham mentions. So very briefly, his definition of anger is that anger is an affection in which someone is moved to retaliate in response to a perceived injury or injustice. So there is that affection. We sometimes would call it an emotion or a feeling. There's that part of the heart that is moved by itself, moved by some external cause, and it's not moved to sorrow, it's moved to fight back, it's moved to retaliate. There's some perception of injustice, of some injury done. Whether that is a real injury or not is really immaterial regarding the fact of anger. You can be angry at real injury or perceived injury. So the person believes that some injury has been done to himself or to someone else, maybe to the justice, the glory of God, and that person, as angry, then retaliates in one way or another. There are three different kinds of anger that Downham speaks of, writes about. The first one is the natural affection of anger as an expression of human creatureliness. So this is an important kind of anger that we have to acknowledge, because by doing so, we are saying that anger in itself as an affection is not sinful. That is to say, God did not give us these inbuilt, uncreated affections that were from the beginning sinful. So could Adam and Eve have been angry before the fall? Absolutely. Their human nature is such that it has affections. Anger is one. One way that Adam and Eve could have demonstrated a sinless anger would have been for Adam to have crushed that serpent when he tempted them. He should have been righteously angry that the serpent was opposing the word of God, and Adam should have expelled that serpent. So anger in itself before the fall is not a bad thing. Of course, we're not dealing with a pre-fall affection. We are dealing with mainly the second kind of anger that Downham mentions. It's that affection that's corrupted by original sin. So Adam he blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. Cain, angry, murdered Abel. And Lamech in Genesis 5, he murdered a man for merely wounding him. Those are all expressions of a sinful anger. Anger that has been corrupted by original sin. And everyone, until he has been changed by God, is sinfully angry whenever he expresses anger. And the third kind of anger is that affection as it is renewed and sanctified by God's Spirit. So the text that Downham exposits, ekes all of meaning out of, is Ephesians 4:26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. So in that command, be angry, which we'll look at later on in future videos, in that command there is this acknowledgement that one can be angry and not sin. Well, that is only going to take place in the context of a renewed heart. That's what that portion of Ephesians 4 is about, the new life. Having put away old ways of living, now we have new ways of living, and that new way of living includes how to use our anger rightly. And a good portion of the book that Downham writes is about the effects of, the causes of an unrighteous anger, and then how to put that off, and then how to put on a new way, how to stoke the righteous anger, and how to have that affection that was that is renewed, and how to be angry and not sin, how to be angry for the glory of God and for the love of neighbor. So next week we'll have two videos on the righteous anger, and that'll be Tuesday and Thursday. I'm planning on putting these videos out every Tuesday and Thursday for the next couple months, going through Downham's book. I hope this introduction to Downham and the book that we're going to be covering has been helpful. Hopefully you get an idea of what anger is and different kinds of anger to be explored in the many future videos that we're going to do. I will see you then.